Well, hello and welcome. It's Morning Becomes Eclectic on KCRW. Ann Litt in for Jason Bentley this morning. And I'm really excited to be here today because there is a band I've been listening to for a long time. They're called Vetiver. There's a new album called The Errant Charm. They have a show tomorrow night at the Troubadour. And at the end of the live performance you're about to hear, we're giving away tickets to the Troubadour show as well as copies of the new album, The Errant Charm. So I'd like to welcome you to the studio, Vetiver. How are you?
We're great. Thanks for having us.
Good. Well, it's a pleasure. I would love for you guys to play a set of music, then we'll come back and have a chat.
Sounds good.
Vetiver on KCRW.
This is a tune called Ruined Sea.
Wouldn't you like to be out on the rolling sea with only the sky above you for a roof? What if your friends were there to laugh at all your jokes and share the sweet salt there with you? Wouldn't that be good? You know, the rolling sea, not the past, nor you. The boat and wind and a few of your
Alrighty. Let's see a down tuning into a little drop D. We'll get us to a tune called Worse for Wear, which is from the new record. For those of you playing along at home, you need to go back up to standard tuning. This I forget to do all the time live, and then I wonder why there's these crazy overtones that I'm not used to. You'd also want to put a capo on the first fret. That is helpful to play this song, which is a tune called Right Away, which is also from The Iron Charm. You ready, Brian? Okay. One, two, ready, go.
Right away, you look like a good friend, like someone I knew when I lived back in Ohio long ago. Fool felt wrong, I couldn't make it through. Outside of couldn't tell, it seemed just as well not to know.
So, this next tune is an older one. We have time maybe for one more here. We're going to try for it anyway. This is a song called You May Be Blue. And it's from an album of ours called To Find Me Gone.
It is Vetiver Live on Morning Becomes Eclectic. It's 89.9 KCRW. Andy and Ben, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
It's nice to be here.
We're so glad to have you here. I have to say, I know that song you played was from your second record, but listening to these songs live, they're really coming alive for me in a different way than they did on the album. And this isn't really where I was going to start, but do you have a preference for playing the songs live, or do you prefer to be in a studio setting when you're putting them together?
I prefer to bring a studio setting, putting them... Well, it depends on the song. These last ones seem like they could have only been created in the studio, some of them. That was kind of how they were written, which is different from past records, where we went for a more live feel and had everyone set up to record and track live. So it depends on the material, but yeah, the stuff on the new record was incubated in a studio setting.
It sounds like it. The new album is called The Errant Charm. It's your fifth record. I've read a bit about how you wrote this album, and it has a real stride and a real feel to it, literally, and I understand that was part of your songwriting process. I was wondering if you could describe it for us.
Well, I think you mean walking around. I mean, I have... To come up with the lyrics were sort of secondary to the music on this record, and that I worked on with my producer, Tom Monahan, down in Los Angeles at his home studio, and then we got the bulwark of the record figured out, and I just needed to sort of hone in on the lyrics. So I would take the mixes we had, the rough mixes, and just kind of listen to them on headphones as I walked around my neighborhood. And I live in San Francisco, kind of between Golden Gate Park and the Presidio, so spend a lot of time walking around there, kind of coming up with lyrics and pacing myself, I guess.
Well, it's sort of a great walking record to me. A lot of the press has called it the record of the summer. It's got a real summer breeze to it, which I agree with. But for me personally, I find an intimacy here that I wouldn't say it's different from your previous records, but I'm curious as to what you were trying to convey making this record. Was it an emotion? Was it a sense of time, an era, a sense of place?
You know, I didn't have a lot of intent when I made this record. I had certain songs, and then I had certain ideas for songs. I didn't start it with a record in mind. You know, I think it's a lot easier and feels right to come up with these kinds of ideas afterwards. I would say, unlike some other records when I've had the full thing in front of me before I began recording, this one didn't come out that way. And that's kind of sort of why I titled it that way. It just seemed like it took hold of me and... created itself in the sense of the sounds that and the template of ambience and what the kind of carries through all the songs. But I honestly didn't set out to, you know, I wanted to make a record that was poppy and brighter in melody and harmony, something that felt more upbeat than perhaps some past records. That was about what I knew I wanted to do. I wanted to use more keyboards. I wanted to have organic sounds with more electronic sounds and somehow make it all still fit in with what people had come to expect with Vetiver.
Well, it's interesting. You touch on the organic sounds and the electronic sounds. That was something that caught me the first time I listened to the new album. And you said you recorded with a producer here in Los Angeles. Tell me about that process.
Well, Tom is a good friend of mine and a great producer, and I've worked with him on all my records. And so by this point, we really have a shorthand. And this record, you know, before we began working on it, we were always in dialogue and just talking about things we want to try differently next time and so forth. So I come down here from time to time to work on things with him. And it just happened we set aside some time to get together and work on stuff. It wasn't necessarily going to be for Vetiver. It was just going to be time spent working in the studio. And it turned out within a day or two, we realized that we had the roots for the next record there. So we did as much as we kind of could and then sort of figured out what songs needed to have everyone else playing on in a live fashion and which ones could just be sort of layered. And then we booked more studio time in after a tour we did with another great LA band, Dawes. We did a tour with them and we ended up in on the East Coast and we booked some time in a studio in New Jersey and finished the record there, or the next phase at least, with everyone else playing on it, the group that's here now. And then we came back to LA and finished some vocals and extra touches and mixed it in Sacramento.
Well, it sounds beautiful. It seems like you're always writing. This is your fifth album in, what, how many years of this Vetiver project? Like 5 years?
A little longer. The first record came out in 2004.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's still a pretty good clip.
Well,
I'd say you're always writing.
Feels slow to me, but I appreciate the encouragement.
Well, it's really great to have you guys here. I would love to get into another set of music. I also want everybody listening to know that Vetiver is performing tomorrow night at the Troubadour. And after their next set, we are giving our members a chance, 5 pairs of tickets, actually, to see Vetiver. We also have copies of their latest album, The Errant Charm, to give away as well. And we're just really happy that you came by today and did this for us. So thank you.
Oh, thank you.
It's
a pleasure and an honor, especially to be here at the Village Studios.
It's a great place. By the way, we have shut our studios down because we're getting ready for our membership drive, which starts in 2 days. So our performance studio is full of computers and telephones right now. So we're thrilled that you could be at the Village and play for us. And so why not take it away? Set 2, it is Vetiver, 89.9 KCRW, and Morning Becomes Eclectic.
Thanks. You guys ready?
Yep.
All right, this is a song called Can't You Tell? 1, 2, 3.
Way to me.
We have to shut off a good number of pedals and switch guitars here to get ready for the next tune, which is, I guess, the single off this record. It's called Wonder Why. We have a video with singing light posts and other assorted oddities in the streets of New York. And now that Dan has his 12-string up and going, we will do this tune for you. Wonder Why. You good?
Yeah.
One, two, ready, go. B-side. We'll go a little deeper. This is a tune that should have made the tight-knit record, but I didn't really know how to sequence it in. So, it's called Wishing Well. Y'all ready? Here we go.
Pick up slow, gather speed down the line. Good things take time, Lord, I'm one who knows. But if you hurry or worry, then you don't know where to go. Have her tail way up high on a hill on the watchful eye. You may find a clear source of that life affirming. Deep down that old wishing well, drop a nickel, dime,
you're after, you just have to ask the wishing well. It's hard to see what keeps so many people going. How they hide their dark fears from showing. Your heart wants a new start, but your mind won't take part. Divided, you can't tell your own free will from spells. Cast down that old wishing well. Drop a nickel, a dime, and tell it what you're after. You just have to ask the wishing well.
That is Vetiver live on KCRW and Morning Becomes Eclectic. Hey, y'all, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, it's been a treat. Thanks for having us.
I hope you'll come back again. Good luck at the Troubadour tomorrow night.
Thank you.
And that brings me to our next... So, Vetiver, I'm saying goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. We're on the telephone, so it's always a little awkward. Okay, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
So tomorrow, August the 10th, Vetiver is performing at the Troubadour, and we have not only 5 copies of the new album, Errant Charm, we also have 5 pairs of tickets for our members to see Vetiver. Their show starts at 8 o'clock at the Troubadour tomorrow night. If you haven't won a giveaway from us in the last 90 days, why not call us now at 877-600-5279 or 877-600-KCRW. You need to be a current member, and you need to have your member number handy, and you must call us now. And tickets are available on a first-come, first-served basis. That's 5 pairs of tickets to see Vetiver Wednesday night at the Troubadour, right now on 89.9 KCRW and KCRW.com. What a great live set. I want to give a gigantic thanks to the band Vetiver. Also, Guion Wright was our engineer at the Village, and he was assisted by Nelson Lugo. Robert LaFond is our web video producer. A very special thanks to John Lewis, Mario Diaz, Sasha Morgan, Jeff Greenberg, Tina Morris, and all of our friends at the Village Studios. Paul Shapiro, our production assistant in studio this morning. Ariana Morgenstern is the producer of Morning Becomes Eclectic. This session was made possible in part by Sub Pop Records.